Good morning. I'm Chuck Igo checking in here on Big Hits Y 100.9. We are starting your day with the biggest hits of all time. It's 5 o'clock, time to rock not just another day, it's Friday.
Big Hits Y 100.9.
Every day she takes her morning back.
Big Hits Y 100.9. Putting the work week to rest, as they say, yes indeed, baby. Another one bites the dust. Yeah, long before it was a website dating service song thing, it was a big hit for Natalie Cole, and this will be Big Hits Y 100.9. The music stands the test of time. 35 years ago, Nat King Cole's little girl had a big hit right there. It is 5:23, beautiful 54 degrees to start the day. We're going to make a run up into the low 70s in the hot spots today. Elliot Abrams has all those details just ahead for us. Also working hard in the newsroom to bring us up to date what's been going on while we've been sleeping, Eric Van den Bosch.
IHOP, come hungry, leave happy.
Big Hits Y 100.9 came from the top of the continent and wound up on the top of the charts. It's a big hit of the day from 1970, the highlight of our Big Hits Rock and Roll Almanac. Just ahead of that here, though, let's find out what's going on around the world and around the block. News time with Eric Van den Bosch on Big Hits Y 100.9.
Good morning, sunny in the 70s today. The complete forecast is coming up. The Senate has passed a sweeping financial overhaul bill.
That's the exclusive AccuWeather forecast on Big Hits Y 100.9.
Thank you, Elliot. A very pretty start to the day. Hope you're enjoying it. 52 in Windham, 54 in Portland, and on your radio, always cooking at 100.9, where we've got the biggest hits of all time. 5:29 as we're up to date. Time for a reading from the big book.
Big Hits Y 100.9 with the Big Hits Rock and Roll Almanac.
May 21, 1963, little Stevie Wonder recorded his second album at a live performance. Chicago's Regal Theater was the place. 1965, the cover of Time magazine was devoted to rock and roll. It included photos of the Beach Boys, Petula Clark, Peter Noon, and the Righteous Brothers. 1969, John and Yoko began their 10-day bed-in for peace at Montreal's Queen Elizabeth Hotel. Some musical births of note today include Isley brother Ronald Isley is 69. Leo Sayre turned 62. They came in from the north of the border, top of the continent, and the top of the charts. The Guess Who, number one on this day, 1970. It's American Woman, our big hit of the day on Big Hits Y 100.9.
1970. Ooh.
Summer of 69, you remember that one, huh? Neil Armstrong walking on the moon. Maybe you were at Boy Scout camp for the first time, getting covered by mosquito bites. Oh, wait a minute. That was me. Oh, well, you might have, too. Big Hits Y 100.9, the biggest hits of all time. That is Old Days with Chicago. That was on an album, Chicago 8. Remember, they did the whole Roman numeral thing. I won that from a radio station, and I never got it. One day, I actually got hired by that radio station. And first day I went there, I said, where's the record library? And somebody said, why? I said, because I got to get the album that I never got sent. Big Hits Y 100.9, the biggest hits of all time. On a morning in which you could haul out your Nikon camera, picture perfect out there, baby. Then you can run the film down to Photomat, if you can find one. Here's Paul Simon on Big Hits.
When
Big Hits Y 100.9, with laughter at 10 after. Last night on Tonight with Jay Leno.
The U.S. Navy announced this week they're now using sea lions to fight terrorism. They did a drill this week where they hit a bomb underwater. A trained sea lion found the bomb in less than a minute. The bad news, he then balanced the bomb on his nose, threw it back at the trainer. Yeah, there's a little work yet to be done.
That is Jay Leno on Big Hits Y 100.9. A little morning fun there. Elliot Abrams stops in a moment. News on the way at 6:20 with Eric Van den Bosch, plus the College of Rock and Roll Knowledge. Saturday Night Fever style, along with the Bee Gees, and How Deep Is Your Love? It is 6:16, and another great day on the way today. Yesterday, absolutely fabulous weather-wise, and it was a perfect day for many of the volunteers, over 1,000 strong, working on 90 different community projects, the United Way Day of Caring. Tip of the cap to the various workplaces that allowed their employees to take a day and go do something good for the community. Now doing something good for us, AccuWeather-wise, once again, Elliot Abrams is here, and he's got the big, smiley, sunshiny face, color form stickers on the weather map. Liking that this morning, Elliot?
Yes, because it's going to be Sunday today. Not quite as warm as it got yesterday, but still nice, going to 68 to 70.
In Falmouth, 54 in Portland, on your radio, 100.9, with the biggest hits of all time. 6:28, we're up to date. Grab your thinking cap, strap it on tight. It's time for a pop quiz.
Big Hits Y 100.9, giving new meaning to higher education.
with the College of Rock and Roll Knowledge.
You clowns have been on double secret probation since the beginning of this semester.
All right, here we go. If you haven't won anything in the past 30 days, we invite you to enroll by phone in the College of Rock and Roll Knowledge at 879-1009. Ronald Isley of the Isley Brothers celebrates his 69th birthday today. What rock and roll superstar covered an Isley Brothers song in 1975?
It's not Joe Crocker, is it?
No, it's not, but thanks for
all
trying.
Right,
Big Hits, Y100.9. Good morning. Do you think you know who it is?
I think it's Rod Stewart.
I think you're absolutely right.
Fantastic.
Who are you?
I'm Martha.
Martha, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're graduating in our College of Rock and Roll Knowledge this morning, and now a little something to put up on the family room wall or even on the even on the fridge with a big magnet. Now, we hook you up with that diploma. You can show it off proudly. Also, a pair of passes to head off to Smitty Cinema, Sanford, Biddeford, and Tilton, New Hampshire, okay?
Thank you so much.
Stick around with me here if you would. Martha, while together we enjoy Rod Stewart. He did team up with Ron Isley in 1990, the Isley Brothers song, This Old Heart of Mine.
But it's great.
In 1975, Rod Stewart did it as a solo. The album was Atlantic Crossing. And here is This Old Heart of Mine on Big Hits Y100.9.
This old heart.
Big Hits, Y100.9, along with the biggest hits of all time. It is time to get in the loop. It's our Friday morning showbiz scoop. Extra bounce in the step today. Here's Eva, the entertainment diva. Good morning.
And good morning. Well, Bret Michaels, unfortunately, hospitalized again yesterday. He experienced a small
sunshine
warning.
Big Hits, Y100.9, along with the biggest hits of all time. If you're not too far off the beaten path, Route 1, Saugus, Mass., the northbound side. You know where Kowloon is? Yeah, the big Oriental restaurant. Joey Molland, Badfinger. Live in concert tonight, along with the Criers. Big Hits, Y100.9.
No matter what you...
Big Hits, Y100.9, and the biggest hits of all time, along with your eighth inning stretch edition. Those who went to the Sea Dogs game maybe last night, or were lucky enough even to be at Fenway. And maybe you're going again tonight. Sing along with Neil.
Where it began.
Follow label directions.
Big Hits, Y100.9, with laughter at 10 after.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list.
The category tonight, top 10 things overheard at the White House State Dinner. The number one thing overheard at the White House State Dinner. Yes, Mr. Vice President, it is a big effing deal. Big Hits, Y100.9, you are call number 10.
Oh, that's great.
And what does that mean?
It means I get to go see Steve Miller.
You don't just go to see Steve Miller. Where are you going to be hanging out?
Row number 7.
Row number 7 is the one. There you go. Just checking to make sure you had your email. See, you're a good person hanging on to that. So as a big shot, by the way, who are you?
My name is John.
Hey, John, congratulations.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome. You and a guest will be our guest June 2nd at the Civic Center to enjoy Steve Miller.
Big Hits, Y100.9. With a musical morning mind bender.
If you've not won anything in the past 30 days, we invite you to listen to the musical Clue and see if you can unravel the mystery of our musical morning mind bender. Today, it's the name game, and here's how it works. We're going to play a little bitty piece of a really big hit. We tell you the name game. That means there is a name involved in the title of the tune. With that in mind, here is your clue.
Tossin'.
879-1009. Think you can name that big hit?
Julie, do you love me?
Julie, do you love me? That's the one we needed. And who are you?
Hi, I'm Pat.
Hey, Pat, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Get a little yummy for your tummy here this morning. The ultimate coffee break gift certificate from Tim Hortons.
Okay, great.
All right, hang on here while we all comb our long, lush, thick hair and smile that 5-million-watt smile with Bobby Sherman. Here's Julie, do you love me on Big Hits, Y100.9. 7:56 and just ahead of our work day this weekend. You get your laughter, your merriment, your mirth if you're lucky. A whole lot of mayhem. The godfather of Boston comedy, Doug Gavin, is in
morning,
town.
Scott. Good morning,
good morning, Godfather.
59 and sunny. That reminds me of myself.
I had no idea you played pro basketball in the 70s after college.
Well, not in this country.
But still, it's...
And Greece.
In Greece.
Yeah. And the players there, they weren't very talented. But
no?
Anybody that was tall could get on the team. And I was a very filthy, dirty player.
So you were the token Irish kid.
I pretty much was.
All right, so shows tonight, 8:30 and one tomorrow night?
One tonight and one tomorrow.
All right, 774-5554 or maincomedy.com. By the way, find Don online at dongavincomedy.com. And as always, great to see you, Godfather.
Scott, good to see you, my man.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.